Now joining us from Jerusalem is NPR's Linda Gradstein. Linda, what has been the response from the Israeli government?
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is holding consultations with his top advisors tonight, but Israel is trying very hard to send a message both to its own population and to the rest of the world that Israel is not involved in this conflict. An advisor to Prime Minister Sharon said that Israel wishes Godspeed and good luck to the United States in its war against terrorism, but a cabinet minister said repeatedly that this is not something that Israel is involved in and that Israel does not expect to be attacked.
Just as the American people are now on alert for possible retaliatory strikes, the Israeli public has been really nervous about what could happen in the event of an attack. And of course, there have been ongoing attacks against inside the territories ever since ever since last year, really. But have you seen any more preparedness or response in light of what's going on?
Well, Israelis already have gas masks. And in the past, since the September 11th attack, there has been a sort of run on the gas mask distribution centers, people updating their gas mask kits and things like that. But I have not noticed any change just in the hours since the attack. Israel television reported that Prime Minister Sharon was informed of the attack an hour before it happened, and that Israeli officials said that was fine in terms of Afghanistan, but that if the United States attacks Iraq, then they would like far more warning because they feel that there's much more of a chance that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein could retaliate against Israel.
What about the Palestinians? What sort of reaction can be expected? Have you heard anything from President Arafat or anyone else tonight?
The Palestinians have not issued an official reaction, and they said that they probably won't this evening. I spoke to several Palestinians tonight, and their main concern was that this attack would sort of sideline the United States from taking any kind of a position in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I spoke to one Palestinian journalist who is also an advisor to a Palestinian cabinet minister who said that in the last few days, President Bush has made some very positive statements about the right to a Palestinian state and pressuring Ariel Sharon. Last week he pressured Sharon to allow Foreign Minister Shimon Peres to meet with President Arafat, and that now they're afraid that because the United States will be so involved with what's going on and that Israel will be seen sort of as a partner of the United States in the war against terrorism, that the Palestinians will kind of get sidelined in all this.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much, Linda.
Sure.
NPR's Linda Gradstein joining us from Jerusalem.